Blog Talk Radio.
To God, and I don't want to take it back. Hallelujah. We have got
to let go and let God and ask his blessing, ask his grace, and ask his mercy. Hallelujah. Thanking God for all of you this morning. Thank you. You know, I just got to go right back one more time, y'all. Can you just praise God with me for just another minute? Hallelujah. Just another minute. Just want to say, thank you, Lord.
It's the Prince of Praise, Byron Page, with Virginia.
For your grace, we thank you, God. For your mercy, we thank you, God.
For
your love,
God.
We thank you, God, that you are with us in our coming in and our going out. We thank you, God, that we can bless your holy name. We thank you, God, that you bless us in our coming in and our going out. We lift up the name of Jesus this morning, asking you, Father God, to increase as we decrease. Asking you, Father God, to lead this message, God, as your words are spoken this morning in our numbers and words, God. We ask you, Lord God, to give us strength to pour back in as we pour out, God. We ask you, Lord God, to guide and lead. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, that it be acceptable in your holy sight. We ask you, Lord God, to take our words and hide them behind your throne, God, as you speak through Mother Valerie and speak through myself this morning, God. We ask you, God, to guide and lead us, oh, Father. We ask you, God, to continue watching over and blessing each and every caller alive and later. Give them strength, give them wisdom, give them everything they need. Give them protection, Lord, as they travel the highways, byways, and trainways. And over the seas, oh God, bless them, guide them and lead them. And thank you, Father God, for this day that you have made, I say again, I rejoice and am glad in it, as I will bless your name, God. I will bless you, oh Lord, always. At all times, your name shall continually be, your praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to teach and speak your word. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning.
How are you this beautiful morning? raining off. Yeah. But we know that the rain cleanses the earth. Hallelujah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Rain or shine, it's a beautiful morning. And God is
Amen.
Good. I will bless the Lord. I'll bless him good. I'll bless him in the bad. I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another day. Oh, thank you for waking us up. In our right mind, we woke up in the right mind. And I want to give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do, will do, and have done. I'm in Numbers 5, 1, 6, and 27. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, take bread, command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper, everyone who has a discharge, and whoever becomes defiled by a corpse. You know, I found that really interesting. You know, in the older days, we did something that called wake the body. We kept a dead body right in the front room. Some of the people would touch their loved ones. And even now, they kiss, you know, dead people. And he said, and whoever becomes defiled by a corpse, of course, you should put both male and female. You should put them outside the camp. I mean, back in that day, you couldn't touch dead people, that they may not defile the camp in the midst of which I dwell. Children of Israel did so. Put them outside the camp, as the Lord spoke to Moses. So the children of Israel did. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel. When a man or a woman commits any sin they may commit in unfaithfulness against the Lord, and that person is guilty, then he shall confess the sin which he has committed. He shall make restitution for his treason in full, plus one-fifth of it, and give it to the one he has wronged. Isn't that something? When you wrong people, you have to give them more than, just like if you steal something, you pay that back, and you give them something extra, because you don't sin against them. You don't wrong them. But if the man has relatives, restitution may be made for the wrong. The restitution for the wrong must go to the Lord or the priest. In addition to the ram of the atonement, which atonement is made for him, every offering of all the holy things of the children of Israel, which they bring to the priest, shall be his. Wow. You know, that's why the Lord, when you take things to the priest, well, you're really giving it to the Lord, and the priest was able to use it. He said, every offering of all the holy things of the children of Israel, which they bring to the priest, shall be his. And every man's holy things shall be his. Whatever any man gives the priest shall be his. And you know what? If we give the way we're supposed to give, the priests don't have to worry about anything. They have everything that they need. Because God is making sure that all of their needs are met. Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, say to them, if any man's wife goes astray and behaves unfaithfully toward him, and a man lies with her carnally and is hidden from the eyes of her husband, and it is concealed that she has defiled herself, and there was no witness against her, nor was she caught. If the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he becomes jealous of his wife who has defiled herself, or if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him and he becomes jealous of his wife, you know what? God is repeating that. He done said it twice. So really, when a woman cheats with another man back in the day and back in this day, you cannot appease them. They're going to come after that man. I never understood it. Instead of coming after the woman, they come after that man. And they usually kill him. Or they wound them. I mean, it happened back in the Bible days, and it's happening all in our days. If the spirit of jealousy comes up on him, and he becomes jealous of his wife, although she has not defiled herself, then the man should bring his wife to the priest. He should bring the offering required for her, one-tenth of an ephah of barley meal, He should pour no oil on it and put no frankincense on it, because it's a grain offering of jealousy, an offering for remembrance, for bringing iniquity to remembrance. Priests shall bring her near, set her before the Lord. The priest shall take the holy water in an earthen vessel and take some of the dust that is on the floor of the tabernacle and put it into the water. Then the priest shall stand the woman before the Lord, uncover the woman's head, and put the offering for remembering in her hand, which is the grain offering of jealousy. And the priest shall have in his hand the bitter water that brings the curse. And the priest shall put her under oath and say to the woman, if no man have lain with you, and if you have not gone astray to uncleanness while under your husband's authority, be free from this bitter water that brings the curse. But if you have gone astray while upon your husband's authority, and if you have defiled yourself, and some man other than your husband has lain with you, then the priest shall put the woman under the oath of the curse. He shall say to the woman, the Lord make you a curse and an oath among your people. When the Lord makes your thigh rot, your belly swell, and may this water that curse causes the curse go into your stomach and make your belly swell and your thigh rot. Then the woman shall say, amen, so be it. But if she's innocent, I don't think like none of that will happen. Then the priest shall write these curses in a book, and he shall scrape them off into bitter water. And he shall make the woman drink the bitter water that brings the curse. And the water that brings the curse to enter her, to become bitter. Then the priest shall take the grain offering of jealousy from the woman's hand, shall wave the offering before the Lord, and bring it to the altar. And the priest shall take the handful of the offering as its memorial portion, burn it on the altar, and afterward make the woman drink the water. My Lord, do you know that's water with dust? When he has made her drink the water, then it shall be, if she has defiled herself and behaved unfaithfully toward her husband, that the water that brings the curse will enter her and become bitter. Her belly will swell, her thighs will rot, and the woman will become a curse among her people. Man, back in the day, when we don't do all that in this day, but back in the day, it was dangerous to cheat on your loved one. It was dangerous to cheat on your husband. So God curses
you. You better say it.
I mean, unfaithful. You don't flip with another man. You couldn't do that in the Bible day. You just couldn't do it. I mean, you heard what he would do to you, you would be cursed. And even if a man was jealous of you, you know, you haven't did anything, you haven't defiled yourself, he still can take you to the police and make sure that you haven't did anything. So my goodness, God means what he says and say what he does.
And a lot of this, Mother, you know, a lot of this was because of conception. You know, and remember, everything was father, son, father, son, father, son, and father to the children. And so what if those children are not your children? Because if you go down to your next verse, because it says, if the woman has not defiled herself and is clean, then she shall be free and may conceive children. There's where it's all about. It's about conception. And I don't know if you, and then I'll give it back over to you, Mother. But what I always, I'm this person, I like stuff that's kind of different. But I have been watching paternity court. And a lot of times at paternity court, some of these women who are coming to see if their husbands are their children's fathers. And some of these husbands are taking their wives to paternity court to see if these children are theirs, because they felt like the wife cheated on them. And the wife will say, well, I cheated on him. Yes, I did, because he cheated on me. And now I don't know if this baby is his or the other person. I always say the other person. You know, and I'm thinking a lot of this, these laws that were back in those days were because of conception. You know, men didn't want to be raising other men's children, especially because of inheritance rights back then. You know, now, you know, a good man was, you know, have and be a father to other men's children when they marry a mother. But in those days, it was not so, especially if she was married. Maybe he was married. But I always notice, have you noticed, Mother, as we read these words, it's always the woman that's being brought up. Where's the man? If she was
calling the judge, I never
understood
that.
Where is he? You know,
I wonder why.
If you, in the word of the Old Testament, it said they stoned them both. But in the New Testament, what did it say? And the woman was brought to Jesus, who had been caught in the act of adultery. And they were coming to stone her. But I want to know if she was caught in the act of adultery. Where is the man, and why aren't they stoning him too? Just saying, Mother. I'll leave it back over to you.
Amen. Okay. You know, in this day and age, if you don't believe that the child belongs to you, you can do a DNA test. And you can prove whether that child is yours or not, because we're sophisticated in this nation now. You can do a DNA. Verse number 29. This is the law of jealousy. When a wife, while under her husband's authority, goes astray, defiles herself, or when the spirit of jealousy comes upon a man, he becomes jealous of his wife, then he shall stand the woman before the Lord. Free shall execute all this law upon him. Then the man shall be free from iniquity, but that woman shall bear her guilt. I mean, it was dangerous back in that day. It was dangerous for a woman to sleep with another man. Terribly dangerous. Life lesson. Confession of sin is a three-week sight for reestablishing close relationship with the Lord. Since all sin is unfaithfulness to God, we must admit to him how we have been unfaithful. You know, a lot of times, you know, people don't want to confess. And if nobody saw this, like if you're stealing, nobody saw this, you're sleeping with another man, nobody knows but me and that man, people don't like to confess. But once you caught, or even if the husband, even if he thought in his mind, if he just became jealous, he could take you before the priest. And you might be innocent, but you had to prove your innocence. You had to prove it to your husband. Honey, you don't have nothing to be jealous of. I'm faithful. And a lot of these talk shows, I've watched a couple of them, you know, Who's the Father? And a lot of times the men, they have to apologize to the wife. I'm sorry, honey, I was just jealous, very jealous of your beautiful woman. That's no excuse. But yet and still, when they do apologize, you have to accept the apology if you are innocent. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when either a man or a woman consecrate an altar to take the vow of a Nazarite to separate himself to the Lord, he should separate himself from wine and similar drinks. He should drink neither vinegar. Vinegar? I guess vinegar is more like wine. Vinegar made from wine, nor vinegar made from similar drinks. Neither shall he drink any grape juice. Yeah, I guess grapes is wine too. Nor eat fresh grapes or raisins. All the days of his separation, he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine, from seed to skin. All the days of the vow of his separation, no raisins shall come up on his head until the days of the seal, for which he separates himself to the Lord. He shall be holy. Then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he should not go near a dead body. Now, wow. I mean, what if your mother died or she's dead and you can't go to the funeral? The law, I mean, God has changed everything. We are reading the Old Testament. He should not make himself unclean, even for his father or his mother. Wow. You know, I'm learning this morning. for his brother or his sister when they die, because his separation to God is on his head. All the days of his separation, he shall be holy to the Lord. You know, if I had read down a little bit more, even if your mother or your father dying, you can't go to the funeral. You can't go, because God said you can't go. He said all the days of his separation, he shall be holy. He will be holy to the Lord. If anyone else dies very suddenly beside him, and he defiles his consecrated head, then he shall shave his head on the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day, he shall shave it. That means if you're standing beside somebody and they die, if you don't shave your head, you're considered unholy. Wow. Then on the eighth day, he shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the priest, to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And the priest shall offer one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering to make atonement for him, because he has sinned in regard to the corpse. And he shall sanctify his head that same day. He shall consecrate to the Lord days of his separation and bring a male lamb in his first year as a trespass offering. But the former days shall be lost, because his separation was defiled. Now this is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and he shall present his offering to the Lord, one male lamb in his first year without blemish. God don't want anything less than perfect. He wants to bring that lamb without blemish as a burnt offering, one ewe lamb in his first year without blemish as a peace offering, one ram without blemish as a peace offering, a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and the grain offering with a drink offering. Then the priest shall bring them before the Lord, offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. He shall offer the ram as a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall also offer it the grain offering and his drink offering. Then the Nazarite shall shave his consecrated head at the door of the tabernacle meeting. He'll take the hair from his consecrated head and put it on the fire, which is under the sacrifice of the peace offering. The priest shall take the boiled shoulder of the ram, one unleavened cake from the basket, one unleavened wafer, put them upon the hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved his consecrated head. The priest shall wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. They're holy. For the priest, together with the breast of the wave offering, the thigh of the head heave offering, after that the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite, who vows to the Lord the offering for his separation and defies that whatever else his hand is able to provide according to the vow which he has taken. So he must do according to the law of his separation. Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord blesses you and keeps you. Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord lifts up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. You know, the things that they did for a woman who sinned with another man, I think in this day and time, if they would do that, what they did back in the day, people wouldn't be caught with nobody but their husband. I mean, what woman wanted to have her thigh to rot, her belly swells up, and everybody know? Because, you know, God will do that. Everybody will know your shame, that you was committing adultery. Everybody knows that when that happens. So you really, really have to be careful. You really do. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Thank you. I turn it back over
amen,
to you.
Amen, amen. Yes, and I just want to go back to verse 24 and 25, which is where our title comes from this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. You know, and we pray that even in churches, you know, so now you know the where it comes from, and that is dealing with the Nazarites that have gone through. Think about it. When you are in your Nazarite position, you can't go to funerals. You can't do anything. You are totally focused on God. And, you know, and so after they've done their service, they add a blessing for them. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You know, God wants to give us peace. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for this day. You know, as many know, this is Old Testament Friday. And as we continue in Numbers today, I am in Numbers chapter 7 through chapter 8, and Mother Valerie has read Numbers chapter 5 through chapter 6. And we are saying, may the Lord add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of this word today. Numbers chapter 7. Now it came to pass when Moses, Mother, did you read your life lessons? For your number five. You did?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And in number seven, it says, and now it came to pass when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, that he anointed it and consecrated it and all its furnishings and the altar and all its utensils, but he anointed them and consecrated them. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their father's houses, who were the leaders of the tribes and over those who were numbered, made an offering. And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 of the leaders and for each one, and presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, accept these from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall give them to the Levites, but every man according to his service. So Moses took the carts and oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon, according to their service. And 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari, according to their service, under the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest, but to the sons of Korah, he gave none, because theirs was the service of the holy things which they carried on their shoulders. Now the leaders offered the dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed. So the leaders offered their offering before the altar. But the Lord said to Moses, they shall offer their offerings 1 leader each day for the dedication of the altar. And the one who offered his offering on the first day was Nishon, the son of Aminadab, from the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Aminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Zur, leader of Issachar, presented an offering. For his offering, he offered 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in that first year. This was the offering of Nathanael, the son of Zur. On the third day, Eliab, the son of Elon, leader of the children of Zebulun, presented an offering. His offering was, again, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in the first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in the first year. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Elon. On the fourth day, Elijah, the son of Shaddai, leader of the children of Reuben, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering, and the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Elijah, the son of Shaddai. On the fifth day, Shalumel, the son of Zerushaddai, leader of the children of Simeon, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs, and the first year. This was the offering of Shalumiel, the son of Jerushaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaphah, the son of Deuel, leader of the children of Gad, presented an offering. This offering was, say it with me, y'all, one silver platter, the weight of which was 100 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in that first year. This was the offering of Eliasaphah, the son of Deuel. On the seventh day, Elishama, the son of Amihud, leader of the children of Ephraim, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male goat in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace, offering two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs On that first year, this was the offering of Elishama, the son of Amihud. On the eighth day, Gagamiel, the son of Pedahazar, leader of the children of Manasseh, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in the first year. This was the offering of Gagmiel, the son of Padadar. On the ninth day, Abadan, the son of Gideonite, leader of the children of Benjamin, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their what first year. This was the offering of Abadan, the son of Gideonai. On the tenth day, Ahazar, the son of Amishadai, leader of the children of Dan, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering. And as a sacrifice of peace, offering two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their what? First year. This was the offering of Ahazar, the son of Amishadai. On the 11th day, Agal, the son of Akron, leader of the children of Asher, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Zadok, the son of Akron. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, leader of the children of Naphtali, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels and one silver bowl of 70 shekels according to the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year as a burnt off kid of the goat as a grain offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in that first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication offering for the altar from the leaders of Israel, when it was anointed, 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, 12 gold pans. Each silver platter weighed 130 shekels, and each bowl 70 shekels. All the silver of the vessels weighed 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 gold pans full of incense weighed 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the pans weighed 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 young bulls. The rams, 12, the male lambs in the first year, 12, with their grain offering, and the kids of the goats as a grain offering, 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offering were 24 bulls, the rams 60, the male goats in 60, and the lambs in the first year 60. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. Now when Moses went into the tabernacle meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above, the mercy seat, and was on the ark of the testimony from between the two cherubim. Thus he spoke to him. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and say to him, when you arrange the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. And Aaron did so. He arranged the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand as the Lord commanded Moses. Now, the workmanship of the lampstand was hammered gold from its shaft to its flowers. It was hammered work according to the pattern which the Lord had shown to Moses. Oh, wow. What a word. And as we go on to the word. Yes, Mom.
No, I was just saying
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them ceremonially. Thus you shall do to them to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purification on them and let them shave all of their bodies and let them wash their clothes and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bull with its grain offering, a fine flour mixed with oil, and you shall take another young bull as a sin offering. And you shall bring the Levites before the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall gather together the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So you shall bring the Levites before the Lord. And the children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord like a wave offering from the children of Israel, and they that they may perform the work of the Lord. Then the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the young bulls, and you shall offer one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering to the Lord to make atonement for the Levites. And you shall stand the Levites before Aaron and his sons, and then offer them like a wave offering to the Lord. Thus you shall separate the Levites. You got to separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After the Levites shall go in to service the tabernacle meeting, so you shall cleanse them and offer them like a wave offering. But they are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel. I have taken them from myself instead of all who opened the womb, the firstborn of all the children of Israel. For all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. From the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them to myself. I have taken. Ooh, you know, when you start to think, the Lord has taken all of these men to be his, and that as a firstborn, we are his. If you are a firstborn in your family, you belong to God. And if you ever notice, a lot of times, firstborn in families kind of lean towards ministry. I don't know why, but a lot of times, we do as firstborn kind of lean a little bit toward ministry. And, you know, but that's because we belong to God. You know, even though it says both man and beast, you know, I'm hoping that he's including us women in there as we have gone on. But I know that there are those that will say that a beast is above a woman. That is what used to happen back in the day where women were treated less than cows. And it was a shame, but it was a truth. And as we continue, it says this, for all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them to myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the children of Israel to do the work for the children of Israel in the tabernacle meeting and to make atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near the sanctuary. Thus Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So the children of Israel did to them, and the Levites purified themselves and washed their clothes. Then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before the Lord, and Aaron made atonement for them to cleanse them after the Lord went in to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting. I'm sorry, after that, the Levites went in to do their work in the tabernacle meeting before Aaron, his sons, as the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is what pertains to the Levites. From 25 years old and above, one may enter to perform service in the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And the age of 50 years, they must cease performing this work and shall work no more. So God was retiring folks at 50. Ooh, if only man would listen to God. They made ministry with their brethren in the tabernacle meeting to attend to needs, but they themselves shall do no work. Thus you shall do the Levites regarding their duty. Wow. No work after 50. God is good. And as we go back into life lessons for chapter 7 and chapter 8, chapter 7, verse 89, when Moses went into the tabernacle meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat. Moses heard the voice of the Lord speaking to him, covenant, but did not see his face like Moses. He listened to God's voice and followed his word, looking forward to the day when we see God face to face. Revelation 22:3-4. Numbers 8 and 9, according to the pattern which the Lord has shown Moses, as he made the lampstand, the Lord showed Moses a particular pattern that needed to be followed. How did he show him? We do not know, but we do know that God will use whatever means necessary to show as his will. Wow. What a word this morning. Sometimes I have a tendency to skip over Leviticus, to skip over Numbers, because they're kind of boring, is what most people think. But this word is not boring. It is far from it. You learn a lot. As Mother talked about adultery, learned a lot. As we talked, learned a lot. You know, everything in the Word of God is for a purpose and for a reason. And I have a prayer this morning, and it just says this, place for me. I'm sorry, wrong one. Faith feeling over. All things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. One more time. All things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. Whatever we pray for, we got to believe we're going to receive it. Lord, I come to you today with a heart longing to hear your voice. You know the constant prayers I've been offering to you. Show me that you are listening, Lord, and answer me. Answer me. I don't know you to reach down and turn my life around, but I do need to know you are with me in this. May my heart take courage and be filled with faith that can move mountains. Come on now. Mountain-moving faith. We got to have it. Let our faith spill over. When you speak, my heart is strengthened. When you move, my courage shoots through the roof. Thank you, Lord. There is nothing like knowing you. I am so grateful to be a child of the God of the universe. When I start to question whether or not you will come through, remind me who you are. You are the God of my salvation. You are the God of my yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You are the God who turns mourning into dancing. You are my God. Hallelujah. And all I can say is that word is for me. What can you ask for in faith today? Lord God, just give me strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We trust in the Lord. And our word for tomorrow, prayer, and I'm going to pray it on Sunday, is that place for me. And keep this scripture in your heart. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, John 14:2. Jesus is already in place, preparing your house that you will live in, your, as they call it, your forever home. Hallelujah. Jesus is already getting it fixed up for you. And all we can say is thank you. Thank you, Father God, for this word this morning. Thank you, Mother Valerie, for coming in and reading. We have a couple of minutes left. I will pray it out, and then I will turn it over to Mother Valerie to pray our prayer as we leave. And again, the Lord bless you and keep you, family. And the prayer is, so I just got to go there for this morning, because the word just touched my heart so much. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're asking one from each other in Jesus' name. I pray over you and your family. Have a wonderful weekend. Please join Mother Valerie and I on Sunday as we go through the Psalms, Proverbs, and our New Testament words, which will be coming out of the book of Mark. Thank you so much, family. Again, may God bless you and keep you. Mother Valerie, do you have any last words this morning to speak to our audience so that when we meet again, we will meet in love?
Amen. You know, I thank and praise God for the rain. It looks like the sky is crying. But you know what? You can look at the raindrops, and they are individual raindrops. It's beautiful. Lord, we thank and praise you for this day. You woke us up in our right mind. You give us help and strength. Long as we believe and keep moving forward and press our way toward you, you'll be there in time of need. I thank you, Father, for being our Father. I thank you for blessing your people and keep us safe. Keep all the pastors safe as they go off to work. Bless our Pastor Jesse because she went to work. And keep Bridget safe, Lord. Heal her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Keep her teaching and preaching the word. Give her the strength. Give her the strength that she needs with all the things that she's doing. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I bless you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mother, everyone, keep our evangelist Shannon and our granddaughter in your prayers as they travel the highways and trainways to go home this week. Today and tomorrow, they won't make it home until sometime early in the morning. So we ask God to keep them safe as they make their destination. So thank you, God, for her, who, as well as Evangelist Teresa and all of you who come on and give a word. We thank God for you, and we ask God to watch over you and give you traveling grace and mercy. Thank you so much, family. Mother, what is it? I think it's a wrap.
It's a wrap,
because I got to go to work. Have a blessed day, family, and just know God's got you covered. And remember, as we pray over you, you pray over us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a blessed evening and weekend. Have just a wonderful day. Enjoy the rain, the cleansing rain. And we ask God daily, rain on us, oh Lord. Rain on us.
Amen.
And cleanse our hearts. Cleanse us with his God, in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day. It's a wrap, Mother.
It's a wrap.
This time it's our final closing. It's our final closing, y'all. And it is a wrap. Have a blessed weekend.